If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Chim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We start yet another week. It is Monday morning. We are now into November. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning. Hopefully your weekend was a good one. I don't know exactly what to do. Because if you missed Friday's show, it was epic. We had three items in the studio that we did not know what they were. There's a box, there's a bag, there's an envelope. The envelope was figured out on Friday.
I think you and I were stunned when it actually happened because we have played this game for so long. The expectation is not that someone will get it correct.
Yeah, it's basically dismissive of the guess.
Yeah,
really,
exactly.
We take it in. It's 100%. Kind of like, okay, we're probably going to be wrong. And then it just, I mean, we're going to play it back for you because it's really eye-opening. And I understand this. I mean, you know, when I'm not on the air, I'm also a listener, right? And you can't listen to, whether it's podcasts or you don't listen to every single show, every single day, every single time. Like you have a routine. So we have a lot of EMCs and I felt so bad because we love our EMCs, but you know, the kiddos were off school or they were busy or they were doing something else or they slept in or they listened to something else. I don't know, that missed the dead guy in the envelope reveal.
It is definitely worth a revisit of what happened on Friday.
Yeah. So we will replay that for the EMCs that missed it on Friday. We have comments to get to. And I don't know. Are we standing up and sitting down? I don't know.
God.
Jen.
No. Tim, no.
Mouth full, mouth empty.
Tim,
I don't know what
no.
to do. Another round of dead guy in the envelope?
No.
We have EMCs. We have so much to get through. I don't, but we will start with what happened on Friday. That is next. So we got a winner on Friday for a dead guy in an envelope. The way we start the show and have started the show for almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. And we've only played the game. I mean, technically, how many rounds? Two and a half?
Two and a half rounds.
Two and a half rounds.
This one as an overall round was very quick.
Oh my gosh, but it
wasn't. To July to August, this started this. I don't have it. I have it in my phone. I should text myself the exact date.
Don't do that.
Ah.
Oh, Missy would be excited.
By the way, I found out over the weekend, total sidebar, my wife does this daily.
No.
She texts herself daily.
No.
Anyway, I have it in my notes. It's like a June 24th when we started the game. So do the math. It's July to August to September to October. So just over 4 months this round ended. That is lightning quick compared to the first round. No?
It's quick compared to the first round.
Less than half?
It is still the lengthiest game of life.
So I wonder how long the next round will be.
Stop.
2 months?
Nobody
we're
said we're
yet.
Doing it.
I know.
Nobody said we're doing it.
So just, we will get to your comments next. I want you to take a listen for what happened on Friday. Well, we would love your guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
I would like to guess Len Goodman from Dancing with the Stars.
It is!
I'm literally opening it up right now.
It came to me earlier this week. I was like, what about Len Goodman? Oh,
I cannot believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
Opening up the envelope right now.
It's out of the box. It's in Tim. Look at that. Len
Goodman was in the envelope.
Oh, my God.
First of all, the pause that you and I take when she says the name of sheer, complete, utter shock. Like, what? Yes. Like, that's because we're so used to being like, no, that's not it. That's not it. Like, it. We were stunned.
It was unbelievable. So, and I love that it's still the same reaction. Even when you look on socials, you can love the game, you can hate the game, and I understand that. I totally understand that. It can be annoying. You can embrace the game. We have so many comments on both sides. There's very, very little gray area for Dead Guy in the Envelope that we started the show with, right? So we will get to maybe some ideas for what we should do next.
Oh, boy.
Maybe some thoughts on who we chose for Dead Guy in the Envelope. There are a bajillion comments that we need to get to in less than 3 minutes. See, it's EMCs like Karen that I feel so bad for. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Why do you feel bad for Karen?
She listens all the time. She's either waking. I don't know how she listens as far as, is it heading to work? Is it just waking up? Are the kiddos doing something? I have no idea. But Karen, the one morning I wasn't an EMC, and you got a winner for Dead Guy in the Envelope. The one morning she wasn't listening, which was Friday.
I can't believe it. I hope you heard the replay just now. The excitement and the fun we had when we got that winner.
And then you have once again, both sets, and we have the picture. We have the picture of the envelope. It is open. We've had, I don't know how many tens of thousands of views on an envelope for everybody that hates the game, envelope of a name. And we have like 22,000 views of just the picture.
Yes.
Carla, this is where it gets, and she's a top fan. She interacts all the time, and we love that. I shot out of the bed with excitement.
That's so great.
So she's just waking up, whatever. We appreciate that, Carla. Okay, now we are never bringing the game back, right? Two laugh emojis.
Lot of comments like that. But there were mixed because, like Gina says, dead guy gets my morning going, keep it going. She loved it.
No.
I also felt super bad about this comment. Michelle, did you see what Michelle said? She said, I didn't realize that he died. She didn't know Len Goodman had died. And he was our dead guy in an envelope. And I felt bad. I'm like, oh my gosh. That's terrible to find out.
I don't like
this
to break that news to people.
I know.
I mean, it has been a while.
I know.
There were a couple of who in the world is Len Goodman?
I don't think
that's a random.
No.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like it's, you know.
He was a judge on Dancing with the Stars for many, 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 many years. And I feel like he's a pretty well-known pop culture person.
The comments are still pouring.
Mindy,
in.
Yay, are we done now with the praying hands?
Yeah, but then you have Joanne. I was just on it. Cannot wait for the new dead guy. Best morning show ever.
Missy Stern, no more dead guy, please.
Yeah, Lee. Who is Len Goodman?
Jane. Jen must be so happy. Yeah, I am. But now it makes me nervous. Like, what's he going to do now?
It's in a lull. I don't know. Oh, Julie has a comment that just came in. And it's a great call. Can I read a comment / question that we can't answer?
I think you're going to.
Well, I'm going to think about how to do that. All right, let's try this. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I'm so lost.
Because no dead guy in an envelope?
I dislike this a lot. All right.
That doesn't mean it needs to come back.
I didn't even say that. Just saying. Kind of does.
I know.
Julie, I thought you guys were working on something like What's in My Purse, which would actually be What's in My Purse Bowl, because that started with a Stevie on the socials.
I don't. What?
It's in the works.
Okay, we can say that?
That's all I can say.
I know, we can't.
That's why it's kind of like limbo right now, as far as what's that. Because you have your EMCs, we can do full disclosure, right? They're our besties early in the morning,
yeah,
EMCs.
Of course.
You've got, it's a weird time because do you start another game? You know what I mean? You have Christmas music on the way at some point in time. People are guessing. I mean, it's very odd. We have, our sales department is fantastic. And I've been in several meetings. I told you about this. The last meeting I was in, there's news on What's in My Purse Bowl. And I wish I could spoil it.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing's definitive or I would tell you. EMCs were besties. I understand that.
It would be awesome.
It's not written in stone. I don't know. I just don't know. Julie, I don't know. It's being worked on. Remember, I came up with the idea on the air after a.
Yes.
Just like whimsically,
the best
right?
Best idea. And we are getting closer to that happening. Really close.
Yeah.
Like, so close and so huge. It's going
to
be huge.
Oh, it's better than Dead Guy. And for me to say that is really, really
right.
tough.
Big time.
A, there's a prize.
Which already makes it better.
Yeah, we can start the show with it. And it's being worked on, which is, you know, now that this game's happened to be over, there's some conversations behind the scenes we have to make before we can figure out what's next. To be perfectly honest, I mean, that's the deal.
That's the deal. I'm just glad you didn't decide you want to play standing up or sitting down today. Instead.
We could do that tomorrow if you want. I mean, EMCs are used to that. If you want to DM us, should we play standing up or sitting down?
I'm just afraid you're going to try.
Mouth empty?
No.
I had
no,
a dream.
Mouth full, mouth empty.
I had
terrible.
A dream about the age weight.
Oh, what the Cedar
age?
Point?
Yeah. Age weight birthday. And then I decided to take the weight out of it and put something else in. I don't know what it was. I just remember saying that. I just felt uncomfortable guessing away. I didn't want that to be part of it. So I thought to myself, oh, I dreamt that. That's how much I was thinking about what to do at 6:05. I dreamt about age, weight, or birthday, but I dropped the weight and I was trying to figure out what to do. And then I woke up. That is
Yeah, you get
not
very
right.
excited. You get very excited.
So, Julie, great question. Cameron has a question we will answer tomorrow because it should go hand in hand. And I've had several comments about this.
About what?
That bag sitting over there. It's time! Yes.
No.
Yes!
Why is it time?
Great cop. Cameron has a reason. We have several DMs about the reason about this bag sitting there for no reason being unopened. No reason at all.
There's a big reason.
There's no reason.
It's 1,000% because of you. It's because of what you did. And yeah, we do need to address that.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
just because
we do.
We've had so many comments that they were wondering if it goes hand in hand. So that's we will get to that tomorrow morning. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So we talked about the bird theory last week, which is basically a viral social media trend to see how your partner reacts to it in something insignificant that happened by saying, like, I saw a bird today, and seeing how they respond, if it's healthy or not.
So I tried this during the rest of the show on Friday. I said I was going to do that. I said that I was going to try.
You tried a lot.
I did try a lot. I have one example. We will start there. You know what? Either I didn't hear about a follow-up because I clearly wasn't prepared, and I'm sure it was part of Steve and the socials. It's early. I failed miserably every time because people listen and they continue listening throughout the day. So I thought that they would have no idea what I was talking about. But I have an example of when they were listening, how I got caught up and epically failed.
It's hilarious to hear you
fail. It's the worst.
It's so funny what you did.
I mean, and I should have had a follow-up, right?
Should have thought quicker.
I know, which is unlike me. The spoiler alert is I clearly don't know which birds fly in our Northeast Ohio
1,000%.
Seriously, I am bird unaware. Saw a bird today. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You did?
Yeah. What kind?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. This is what happened. Chris and Stowe is going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I saw a bird today.
Did you? What kind of bird did you see, Tim?
Oh, no.
Oh. He knows.
He does.
Good answer, though.
That was a great answer.
Well done, Chris.
I did not have the follow-up.
You didn't. You weren't prepared. You had and I remember the look on your face on Friday morning. You looked like, oh, you looked at me and see, like, what do I do here?
What were you expecting, Chris, to say?
I thought that I was just going to get them, as in they didn't care. I saw like, a bird. Oh, great.
Cool.
Just very dismissive.
Right.
Why are you talking about it? We're getting to a round of Trump Tui on Friday. So that's what I was really expecting. Plus, you know, I'm grabbing my questions. I'm not really into the follow-up question. I was not expecting that at all. And I didn't grab that one because who knows? Because I tried this a bajillion times on Friday.
You did. You did to everybody that called. Everybody.
Do you remember the bird that I made up that I just said when people... One of the gentlemen called up and I said that I saw a bird. What was it?
It was a nightingale.
A nightingale.
Oh, that's right.
What fairy princess Disney movie nightingale is flying around Cleveland or Menor?
Yeah. Where does one actually see a nightingale?
I have no idea, but it's a Demi Lovato song that I love.
It's a book I just read.
See?
It was great.
It's a lot of things, but it's
glad it's very topical, but that was a horrible guess. So that was my execution of I saw a bird. I failed every single time I mentioned it.
So I tried it on Nate, and I hit record on my phone. He was watching sports. It was so loud in the background. I don't know what sport was on last night.
Football last night. Yeah, baseball's over.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Football or basketball.
He loves Sunday Night Football because he waits all day because he loves that song at the beginning.
Oh, it's because it's smack. I understand that.
He loves that. He loves it. He's watching. Anyway, I hit record on my phone. The audio's not great, but I told him I saw a bird. And like you, Tim, I was not prepared for type of bird, although it wasn't like he was asking nicely. So okay. I recorded it.
You grabbed audio?
And I want you guys to hear it.
I want to hear this. I haven't heard this yet. Okay. We're talking about a Stevie on the socials on Friday on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, that we decided to execute.
You tried it all during the show on Friday.
Didn't work.
No.
It was a me problem. Not an executional problem on my end. It was a great Stevie on the socials. I just didn't do my
job. Now that I think about it, and we're talking this through out loud, you did ask many people, and you never did think of a bird. Well, I guess you did. The nightingale, but that was
I just kept
later.
Expecting that I would just get them and be dismissive. Maybe I'm just thinking about people in my life that if I were to mention this to literally any of my buddies or whatever, they would 0% care. And when somebody, they were listening earlier in the show and continued to listen through the day and got me. I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
They got you. Yes. Our listeners are kind. Unlike my husband. Well, I mean, he wasn't mean, but I did tell him that I saw a bird, and I recorded it. Sorry for the terrible audio. I was trying to sneakily record it. Here it is.
I forgot to tell you, I saw a bird today.
A red bird?
Huh?
A red bird?
No, it wasn't a red bird. Like, I don't know, just a plane.
Neat.
That's a dynamite story.
Did he say neat?
He went, neat. That's a dynamite story. I was like, and I just started laughing. And you know what? Now that I think about it, I never told him it was a joke. He just thinks I told him that last night.
Yeah.
I was going up to bed. He was still watching the sports.
Of course.
You know?
And, because he doesn't have to wake up at 4, so correct. He can actually watch part of
right,
the sports.
Exactly. And that was the last thing I said to him. And he still doesn't know. He doesn't know I was playing that on the air today. He doesn't know that.
So why did you bring this up Friday for people that have no idea what we're talking about? What was it again, Stevie?
It's trending on social media where people are asking their partners to see their reaction. You just say, I saw a bird, and then, you know, go see how the conversation goes.
So we want you to be prepared because Jen and I clearly were not for a follow-up answer. So
not a nightingale, not a plain bird.
Plain is crazy.
Plain is stupid.
We'll give you a list of bird answers. Bird answers in 3 minutes. You can do a much better job than we did.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I feel like this is a good bird watching song. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
How do you, what's a good bird watching song? Like, what are you listening for?
You're right. I don't know why that just it felt soothing.
It felt gentle.
Okay.
But yeah. I feel like if you're bird watching, it should be silent.
Silent, yeah.
Yeah. Because you want to probably also hear the bird song, like that of a nightingale.
A tweedle of a bird.
Of them. I was like, what are you talking about? Okay. So
Tim's over that.
I didn't really 0% care because I failed so much on this. So yeah, if you say that you saw a bird today and people. And your person actually cares, you have to come up with not a nightingale or a plain bird.
Yeah, a plain bird or a nightingale, not the best.
Like in a, here we go. And all I did was Google, which kind of birds fly over Northeast Ohio? Because
smart.
Jen and Tim, she'll have no idea. Would you have a better answer, Stevie? Because I have no idea.
Brown.
Brown bird. When I said plain, I was thinking brown.
Yes.
So that was what I meant.
Like you could say a cardinal, you could say a blue jay, you could say a warbler.
What's a warbler?
Warbler?
Ooh, what about a grackle? Is that on there?
That's a bird?
I think that's a candy.
Every
a bad
spring,
candy.
You know how we get the owl? Every spring, Nate yells out our backyard, get out of here, grackle. Yeah, because he hates the grackles. They come take the small bird food. I might make
oh,
that up.
No, it doesn't matter. It just didn't come up on this easy search. Please let us know.
I mean,
anybody very bird aware.
Do we have Robin?
Robin
yeah,
came
it should
up.
Be there.
Red-bellied woodpecker, a bluebird. There's another warbler. There's several different types.
Is there a blue
a robin?
Bird, a bluebird separate from a blue jay?
There's a blue jay and then an eastern bluebird.
Oh, interesting.
Wow, what about a red bird?
Yeah. Is there a red
yeah,
bird?
Yeah, the northern cardinal, they call
oh,
it a red
just
bird.
A cardinal.
But there's not a cardinal and a red bird?
No.
I'm trying to be on your side.
What did you say
thanks,
the name of that
Stevie.
Was? The bird?
A grackle.
Grackle.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's like a nickname for a bird.
They look like
no,
a mini
No, there's a grackle.
Crow.
They look mean. Look at that.
Yeah.
They do look like a mini. Those eyes, those beady yellow eyes.
Yeah.
People, yeah, stay away from the grackle.
Mm-hmm. They're the ones that like to leave their remnants all over our yard.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The grackle
I don't
droppings?
Like that. The grackle droppings. Yeah. And
it
they
says
bully,
they're good to have around.
They bully the younger birds, the smaller birds. They bully them. I'm making that, like, I don't know if that's an actual
like they
thing.
They peck at them?
Well, yeah, like if there's bird food, like, the, Nate used to really be into this. I made him stop putting a bird feeder because of all the bird droppings. But the grackle would come take all the food from the smaller birds that wanted the food.
My wife all of a sudden wants to have a bird feeder.
Don't
put that. First of all,
let me tell you something.
My mother-in-law has about 6 bird feeders. I don't want those around the house.
You're going to have bird droppings.
Yes.
And in the spring, the grackle come and they drop their droppings from their mouth into your pool. It'll be.
Are you serious? Yeah,
yes.
I'm not doing
all
that.
All in the bottom of your pool because they try to. I looked this up. They drop it there to leave their scent there, so their predators don't know where they actually are.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't? That's actually a genius move.
It is actually really smart.
Genius grackle.
Mm-hmm.
Good. You've talked me. I'm not getting that bird feeder. I'm out.
Get a bird feeder.
So there you go.
All right.
Chat continues tomorrow.
2 more arrests in that massive Louvre jewel heist.
Grackles.
I bring this up. Because I know you're obsessed with it, Tim. We've got the latest in 60 seconds. 2 more people have been charged in the Louvre jewel heist in Paris. This, a man and a woman, both in their 30s, arrested and charged with theft and conspiracy, bringing the total now to 4 suspects behind bars. I don't know about you, but I was in full Halloween recovery mode on Saturday, and whilst sitting like a lump on my couch... It was Saturday at 7:49 p.m. I get a text from my friend Rachel with a photograph that says, "Look what was in my mail today." And I look at it and I respond to her, "OMG, there's another one." And she said, "You need me to drop it off?" I said, "Hang on, let me check my own mailbox." And I did. And sure enough, the same thing was in my mailbox. And I am so excited to tell you about this next, Tim. I mean, you probably...
You're talking about your mail?
Yeah. Oh, but this is not just any mail.
Like a bill?
This is like extra special mail.
Did you get a Val pack? We all get those, Jen.
No, it's not a Val pack.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know.
This is bigger and better. This is spectacular. This is all holiday. This is... And you know what? I want to tell you what it is. You probably already got it, too. When I say it, you, Tim, are probably going to be like, "Oh, yeah, I know what that is. I got that." So I want to show you the photo. Actually, I brought in the piece of mail to show to you because it's just that good. And I mean, everybody gets this.
I don't know what this is. If you brought it in, that means that it can't be good for me.
Well, I'm going to show you.
Is it an electric bill?
God, no. I would be way angrier.
Is it the Westlake Times?
It is not.
What in the world? Everybody
else. So good.
Okay. Well, we will find out in 3 minutes. I have no idea what this is. What did Jen get in her mailbox? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite. She said it's not a bill. She said it's not a Valpak.
It's the Amazon gift guide 2025.
Yeah, you already said this.
No.
You already rubbed it in my face. You got it. Then I got a free link on how to get one of those. By the way, I still haven't received it.
Did you order it?
Yeah. I just thought about this. I still have not received it.
Well,
so we already talked about this.
No. You think we did.
We did.
We talked about the
kids. With the stickers. Remember I said
you would. We talked about the kids version. Oh, Tim, there's an adult version.
You got to be kidding me.
And I'm telling you, my friend Rachel gave me the heads up. That's why I went and checked my mailbox. She got hers. She lives in Westlake, too. I got mine. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. There's an adult version of the Amazon catalog so that, I mean, we were all, the kids get theirs. That's exciting. But now, I mean, there's clothing in here. There's home. I just so leisurely had it sitting at my house. I haven't taken a ton of time to browse through it. But I mean, I can do that now. I mean, look, there's Prada bags in here. Miu Miu. Look, perfume, food. Exercise equipment. Why aren't you saying anything? Did you get this? You probably got yours. It seems like everybody got theirs. See it? Isn't it pretty?
No, I didn't get this. Anybody else? Everything for every holiday. It is a kind of a white cover with a bunch of.
It is. Yeah. With red. It has. There's a Polaroid camera. There's makeup. There's one of those fancy like shark hair dryers. There's Uggs. There's a football. It's all adult gifts. It's so good.
Amazon hates me.
They do. I mean, I really think they do.
I'm dead serious. And I've had other calls. Neighbor Holly was one of them that texted me the first time we talked about this from people in Menor that do not get this.
And you know what? I don't know why this brings me joy because it irritates you. But even when I got this text from my friend, when she said, "Look, it was in my mail today with a picture of the cover," it was like the undertone of the whole thing was you need to tell Tim this.
Tim Richards,
like,
yeah.
And she was saying, oh, we're going into school late on Monday. I'm sure this is going to be hilarious. Like,
oh,
she couldn't
my gosh.
Wait.
Why do I never get this?
I don't know.
I spend money on him. It's not a money spending thing. Anybody else? So you got this one over the weekend, you said then? Clearly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I checked my, this, I grabbed it out of the mailbox Saturday night. So it came sometime. It was chaos on Halloween, so I didn't check my mail Friday. So probably Friday or Saturday.
Anybody else? 216-343-1021. You can certainly shoot us a DM. Jen and Tim Show, Star 102. Or maybe you didn't. Those of you that didn't, that would make me feel a little bit better.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Look what I got in the mail.
That's the name of this segment on Star 102, Cleveland Feel Good Favorites.
I got it, but you didn't.
Why is it raining Amazon? I don't want to say catalogs. It seems like it's old school term, but base essentially what it is.
It is
a guide. It's a guide. It's a.
I mean, and look. I mean, did I hand this over? Feel that?
No,
thick
you didn't
card,
let me touch it. No
card stock. It's made
I
out
am
of.
Not
look how
touching,
nice.
You, I am
that
not
is a very
that.
Glossy page. It's a nice matte cover. It's a nice thick heavy catalog. Why weren't you here? I'm letting you. You can look
Christy,
through
my. I did not get this Amazon book. Neither of them, and I'm a Prime member and all. What the heck? I'm
I
loving
don't
that
understand
comment.
Understand how they are choosing who to send this to for real. I
Katrina,
mean, I know you
I never
don't.
Received kids or adult. Heart that message. Boom. Thank you, Katrina.
She
I don't also.
Get kids or adult?
I need that catalog. I'm missing it too, Elizabeth. Boom. Loving that comment. What is happening?
How do we get this for you, people?
So between just you and I, are you printing these yourself? Like, did you go to a printer and send
no.
it to yourself?
Are you kidding me? I couldn't do something this fancy. This is Canva doesn't work like that.
All right. What about you? Please go right ahead.
I did not get my adult Christmas.
Thank you.
Catalog.
Jen's in here reading it in front of me. Oh, look at this. You could get this for Sandy. Look at this. Now she's browsing through it in front of me.
I can't believe it. I spend probably at least $1,000 on Amazon a month, which is embarrassing to admit, but I have no idea how I didn't get one.
Yeah. Now, for you, I feel bad. For Tim, it's like kind of funny just because he makes such a big deal about it. But now... Oh, and we're getting messages, too. You're not alone. A bunch of people saying they haven't gotten this book, adult one.
Where did you say you lived? I might have talked over that. I missed it.
Oh, I didn't mention it. Olmsted Falls. And I have the Amazon credit card. Like, it is like a joke in my neighborhood, the amount of packages that are on my porch. Yeah. I have no idea how I didn't get this.
See,
what
she's full
heck?
In. She's prime. She's in and didn't get
yeah.
this thing. What is going on? A DM from Denise. It's Jen and Tim Show, Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I got the catalog and already have stuff starred on it.
Oh,
but
nice.
What I'm purchasing for people. There's even a white elephant page. I replied
yes.
with I couldn't find my thumbs down emoji for some reason. She said, sorry, Tim. And I said, well, that's lies. And then she mentions that this is behind the scenes interaction.
This is how you talk to people.
This is how we go back and forth.
I know. It feels very unprofessional for the Jen and Tim
We're
show.
Not professional. I'm not
that's
professional.
Fair. That's fair. We're
I
not.
I just want to be friends that's with fair. Our listeners. Nobody else is doing this. So she says she lives in Bay Village. And I said, in all seriousness, thank you for listening, Denise. We appreciate that. She says she listens every day.
She, by the way, I looked up the white elephant page.
Oh, thanks, Jen. Great.
Sorry,
how is it?
Because I have the catalog. I got it in the mail. Did you? You didn't. Anyway, there is something on this page called a caterpillar fruit and veg peeler. And it looks like a caterpillar. Look at that. And it's a peeler. That's a caterpillar.
Can I see? Wait, I can't see. Oh, yeah, yeah,
Isn't that so cute?
Who came up with that?
I don't know, but I love.
And then you feel like,
you know,
what's the price point of that?
You say it.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
They don't put the prices in here. They don't put the prices.
Well, now I don't want it.
They just put a QR code that then you have to scan that takes you to the page. And then you got to look through all this out here. Scan it. See if you could find the caterpillar.
Little guess? Do you have a guess?
The caterpillar? I'm guessing it's like $9.99. I don't know. Maybe
I'm going to tell
maybe
you
$12.99.
So just give me a minute, and I will tell you. Take a guess on what the caterpillar is. One of the white elephant gifts was a genuine caterpillar for fruit and vegetable peeling, shaped like a caterpillar.
It's so cute. It's green. I mean, that's it. And then it has like the peely part right by the caterpillar's head.
What was your guess on the price?
I said like $12.99 or $9.99, like around that.
$19.45.
Whoa.
Must be some serious that
is
feeling.
Is that a heavyweight caterpillar?
I think it's part real. It's part real for 20
feels
bucks.
It was a little expensive.
It can be arrived today from 5 to 10. No, I'm not going to order it because I don't ever get a catalog. All these messages, they also not get catalogs.
Why is the caterpillar so expensive?
I don't know. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Kiddos get a lot of candy trick-or-treating.
So much candy. Yeah, I think they got the most candy this year than they ever have. And I'm crediting it to the fact that they're older and they made lots of rounds. Yes,
oh, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Are they also the ones that'll go out from 6 till 8?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Remind me not to have that many kids over again on Halloween next year.
Yeah, like 12 you said or something off the air. What is
well,
that?
It was a total of 15 by the end of it, including the older kids. It was a lot of kids.
All trick-or-treating?
Well, and here's the mistake. All trick-or-treating, and here's the mistake I made. I had them over from 4 till 9:30.
Are you a new parent?
I don't know what. My son,
when
Max,
when did that sound good?
I don't know. He wanted them to leave at 10 when we were, like, negotiating this quote-unquote. He just kept inviting people over. It's what happened. Hey, so-and-so's coming to trick-or-treat so-and-so. So I was like, I'll take control of it. I'll make it a party. And I just remind me next year not to do that.
That is a lot of kids.
It was a lot.
Like 4 is a lot of kids.
A lot of activity. And especially when the trick-or-treat ended at 8 and they ate a lot of candy and then they were there until 9:30.
Did you do the game? We're not getting into it now.
Listen. That has to be, we have to talk about that tomorrow.
Okay.
I have to tell you what happened with the game. You will be appalled.
I mean, something went wrong.
And you will be, yes, it did.
Oh, great. I thought it was a good idea.
It was a great idea, right up until my husband ruined it. You are going to be mad at Nate.
I don't think it's possible.
You will not believe it.
I don't think it's possible.
Oh, you will.
We have Swensons.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, one of the best reads ever, at least in my opinion, are the community pages. I don't care if it's Mentor. I don't care if it's Westlake. It could be Rocky River. It could be Independence. It could be Bay Village. Like, the list goes on and on. A lot of times we'll have these community crises where we will mention something on the air, something that maybe have hundreds of comments, hundreds of views. What is going on in this certain community? This isn't necessarily a crisis. I don't know if this is new this year, if I'm missing something. I don't know, but I saw it on 3 community pages.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Concerning trick-or-treating, and maybe this is a trick. I don't know. I saw quite a few community pages. We're going to talk about this. I'm going to need some inside scoop or maybe a definition of these potatoes on Star 102, Cleveland's
Feel Good
Favorites.
Oh, my gosh. I love that you're bringing up the potatoes. I'm so curious about this. Why is this new to me?
Is it new? Is it a thing? And I just don't know. I'm just, once again, I'm going to community pages, not necessarily community crisis at all. I just don't know. Special thanks to the house that was passing out. And I should have screenshot the community. I apologize. That was because I saw a few of them. Special thanks to the house that was passing out potatoes tonight. My youngest was having a rough night, and that definitely turned the night around. Both of the kids chose a potato. So is it a potato or a candy? Is it just a potato? I'm missing out, but this is, it's on Fox 8 right now.
No way. Yeah. People.
It's on Fox 8. Yeah.
For some reason, kids wanted to get potatoes, but I don't know the history. Oh, I hope they're not those potatoes.
Yeah, those look like growing into potatoes. other potato trees.
It's like some type of potato treasure hunt or something. I don't know why they're doing it though.
But do you get an option of the potato or the Kit Kat? Is it a house that just has potatoes?
I don't know.
Is this a trick and not the treat? There's something I'm missing here because it might be all spuds at the Richards household next year. That's all I'm saying.
My kids would think would be upset about that. I should ask them. I don't know what someone listening has to know what it means.
Yeah. Or maybe you've given it out. I don't know. Or is this new? Is this just, I don't remember this at all. And it seems to be on all of the community pages. It's on Fox 8. Now clearly it's a thing. 216-343-1021. You can DM us Jen and Tim Show, also Star 102 on all the socials. If you have the inside scoop, are you going potato or are you going Snickers? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I would never not pick a Snickers.
Potato or Kit Kat?
Kit Kat.
Potato or Twix?
Twix.
Potato or Take Five?
Oh, Take Five. Man. I'm never picking a potato.
Ever?
But I'm not.
Potato or Necco wafer?
Oh, I'd take a potato.
Potato or Circus peanut?
Potato. Yeah.
I knew that was too...
Yeah.
Potato or Milky Way?
Potato.
Potato or Three Musketeers?
Potato.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like Milky Way, Three Musketeers. But you can like take them. The potato and, you know, just make yourself a nice baked potato out of it. Look, if a kid gets a potato...
But you're six!
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that. I thought you were just asking me.
I am asking you as adult Jen. I'm just thinking as a trick-or-treater that has the option, and we're going to post a picture. Gina did that. I don't know.
What are the kids doing with the potato? It concerns me. Like, then where do they put their candy? Like, are they storing their candy in their, like, pillowcase in their room, and they're going to have a rotten potato in there? It's going to sit in there for months? Like, do they keep the potato?
Do your kids dump out all of their candy and put it in piles?
They have in years past. They did not this year.
Okay. Because that's why what we do, that would not be an issue. Plus, I think if Izzy had a potato, she chose a potato, she came home, that would be the first thing she showed us because she'd think it would be funny or something.
But then she would probably be excited about the potato, and kids don't. I feel like they would want to keep the potato in their room, and then you have a rotten potato months later.
Seeing the potato trees hanging out.
Yes, that is not. Makes me nervous.
All right, Gina did this. Go right ahead. You're our potato insider.
You know, it happened a couple years ago. Kids came to my door and they were like, "This lady down the street gave us potatoes," and they were so excited. So I did it this year. I had a bowl of russet potatoes and a bowl of candy, and I said, "Candy or potatoes?" And the teenagers took the potatoes.
Did they really?
I think I'm going to try this next year.
I think they just are excited to get something different. I mean, they get candy at every single house, and they were, like, so excited to tell their friends, "I got a potato."
Yeah, I feel like it's like a potato treasure hunt or something.
Well, you can get 10 pounds of potatoes for, like, $2.99.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a heck of a deal.
That's an idea. Maybe we as a Jen and Tim Show should be handing out potatoes. We're going to be a whole new show. We're going to hand out potatoes and have paper calendars and start texting ourselves.
Oh, my gosh. No, we're not.
That is the new Jen and Tim Show.
We are never texting ourselves. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.